Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, welcome to another podcast. Do I seem downbeat? Got the dentist tomorrow morning. Which is good, I realise. Look, I think we've talked about it on the show, or at least in the newspaper columns. The way that, when I was growing up, people hated dentists. And now somehow they've managed to make it that people will queue round the block. It's a supply and demand thing. Basically, somehow they've shifted it so that if you want a dentist, you have to beg. You have to queue up like there's a new Harry Potter out. So I'm not saying anything against my dentist before they un-NHS me. But I go to the dentist. But also went to the cinema. But also did a radio show. And it came out sounding like this. So we are in another day's broadcast. I've got the newspapers in front of me. I don't know if this is something you can relate to. I found the USB thing from a mouse, which is clearly one of mine. And I don't know which mouse it's from, so I'm not sure what to do. But so that's one issue I'm dealing with. But somehow I will put that to one side, literally and mentally, to do a radio broadcast for you today where we talk about Nagamon Chetty being in the nude. I talk about that most days. UK is good at space. Kylie Minogue's back in the news. And yesterday we talked about someone who would hug you for an hour for 70 quid. Wrong'uns. We found something that's even more of a wrong'un technically. Yeah. So somehow we'll turn all of that into a show. So, in the news. Did I say it's time under 7.5? I meant to say that. In the news, BBC Breakfast host Nagamon Chetty says that she loves sleeping in the nude. Good on you. Big fan. Were the other people on that long-haul flight upset, or were they in favour of it? The TV presenter says, I haven't worn anything in bed since I was about 16. There is something very freeing about being naked and having clean sheets around you. Well, for day one. And then she says, oh, look, all I was going to say is, I'm in favour of being a nude sleeper as well. But don't you worry about what happens if you get burgled. Because worst, normal case scenario, you get burgled, you have to go downstairs, oh, that's a burglar. But you have to do it in the nude. And I don't think I could take the emotional hit if I went downstairs in the nude and didn't scare the burglar. Do you know what I mean? If I weren't intimidating. Then you'd lose your TV and all of that self-respect. So Kylie Minogue's back in the news, so it's my honour to report anything to do with Kylie Minogue. Singer Kylie Minogue says that she's keen to act again. I mean, me too. But I think she might be in a film. I don't think I'm going to be ever back on proper TV ever again. But there we go. The 55-year-old pop star made a name in Neighbours. So it's not just the odd film she's been in. She says, I love getting back on set. I don't get to do it very often. But when I do, there's a moment of nerves. I know what she means. Whenever I do something, there's a moment of nerves. And we all know what it means when you're nervous before a performance. You need to nip to the toilet. And the problem is, whenever I do the talk TV stuff, that's fine. But if I do the GB news, they have a unisex bathroom, which is weird. It's a TV station that goes on about gender neutral loos all the time, and they literally have one. But I tell you what, you can't be that nervous in there, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, you do know what I'm saying, but you don't want to picture it. And that seems absolutely fine by me. Previously on the show, we talked about this story of someone, a professional hugger, a cuddler. Which I think is more than a cuddle is more serious than a hug, isn't it? It goes brief embrace, maybe? Well, wave, handshake. Handshake with kiss, as in peck on the cheek. Handshake with kiss and peck on both cheeks. Handshake with kiss and peck on more than two cheeks. No, come on. And then hug, cuddle, intimate embrace, marriage. That's where it goes. Well, there's someone else getting in on this. Amir Khan says that we should all be hugging trees to improve our mental health. Don't, and this is a TV doctor. Don't be, firstly, if you actually hug a tree, they are not soft. They are quite scratchy. Be careful not to go for something with bramble or thicket near it. But also, as I keep saying this, everyone keeps saying you need to get back into nature to be less stressed. No, you're just getting away from other humans. You can get away from humans in other places. Have you ever thought about taking up photography just so you can hide in the dark room? Because I have. Listen, I've been writing on one of my websites about the England kit. In fact, you know what? That'll probably be my newspaper column this week. But there's an update on it. Just in case you didn't know, I'm sure you did, because everyone talked about it. Nike, which apparently that's how you say it, changed the design of the St. George's flag from an absolute classic to some sort of multicoloured, pointless thing. People were more upset than they needed to be, because they've not changed the actual flag. The flag is still the flag, It's just the stupid outfit that you wear when you play football. It's different. But the Home Secretary thinks that fans will vote with their feet and snub the new controversial England shirt. I'll tell you what's controversial about it. The reason they included, like, blue, a maroony colour, and maybe a purple, is apparently it was an homage to the training kit of the 1966 World Cup winning team. And reminding people of a World Cup win is a really beep move when people are going to go and play the Euros. Like, literally, if you win it, you still haven't done as good as the thing on the back of your neck. That's one of many takes on it. More on that as we plough on through the week, I imagine. Climate change, back in the news, and it's bad news for those of us who require caffeine to live a normal life. Climate change is putting coffee production in danger, according to South American farmers. Here's what I don't get. Coffee only grows where it's hot. So if the planet is getting hotter, why aren't we having more coffee? Do you know what I mean? You can't get a break with this climate change luck. You just call it global warming, which is great when you want some warmer weather, but oh no, it brings worse weather with it, because that was an absolute misbranding, wasn't it? And now apparently we'll have less coffee around because the weather is better at growing coffee. Why don't we just grow it over here? Because then you'd cut back on the number of carbon miles the coffee has to be sent before we can use it, which could really save this planet, lower temperatures, and then we'd run out of coffee again. Do you know what? Back to square one. The next story I bring you is technically wildlife news, and we don't normally cover that on this show, but the owner of a runaway rhea has warned the public not to try and catch him because he can kick very hard. Stephen Allain said that this rhea, it's called Crit, no, of course it is, can run at 40 miles an hour and has tormented people in two counties. Just in case you didn't, because I read this and forgot that a rhea, R-H-E-A, is a type of bird. Because when I heard this on the news and thought they were talking about R-E-A-R, the owner of a runaway rhea has warned public not to approach because it can kick very hard. It can run at 40 miles an hour. I thought, all right, someone's got some glutes. So this is more of a public service announcement. Rheas are also birds. So there's a story in the news about a ferret. We don't cover ferrets very often, but the world's oldest ferret has been found living in the grounds of a hotel. How is it affording the rooms? And it's like that series of Alan Partridge where he's in a hotel. I couldn't afford them. But anyway, Suki of Bovey Castle in the National Park in Dartmoor turns 15. Ferrets normally live for 10 years, according to the RSPCA. Well, that's a fact I didn't know. I would not have known if a ferret lasted for a day or 80 years. So it's useless information, but it's information. How do they know that this one's 15? Because, again, not being ferretist, they all kind of look alike. Do you know what I mean? 15 years ago, I saw a ferret. It was kind of long and brown-coloured. And now there's this long brown-coloured ferret around. I think we need more research, and unless they've tagged it or it's been down the trousers of a Yorkshireman, then we can't be sure. I just got bad news in this one, I'm afraid. The simple pleasure of enjoying a pint down a local is becoming a luxury. Ugh. A pint of draft lager, the UK's favourite beer, all right, you know, softies, but there you go, now costs an average of £4.70. This is according to figures last month. The same tipple was £4.45. in February of 2023. Now, okay, that is more, but we are talking about, I can't do the maths in my head, 25p more. I mean, if you put 25 pence on something, it doesn't necessarily push it into the luxury category. But I know what they mean. Alcohol is expensive. I always tell the story of when I was taking my, when we were dating before getting married. I took my missus out. And she said, just have a glass of white wine. And I went and bought it from this bar in Hackney. And it was £9.50. And I almost said, no, it's a glass, not the bottle. But there was just a sense of, they knew I was not meant to be long there. Do you know what I mean? You get the sense. But don't worry, you can still get cheap beer. I mean, we're not quite at the stage of having to brew it ourselves yet. But when we are, I got a degree in chemistry. So I'm going to be all right, mate. Because there was a story about Elvis. Apparently, he used to give away millions of dollars in daily gifts. It's not millions every single day, I imagine. But he was doing all right, wasn't he? But this was to make family and strangers happy. That's the bit that caught me. So he would just dish out money and stuff. And obviously, I never lived... He died in 1977, the year I was born, so that's probably the only reason I never got any cash from him. I'm gutted, but I'm just annoyed that that's not happened since. Do you know what I mean? Like, all of those years I were a big fan of Right Said Fred, they never sent me any money. Looking through it, people got free money from Elvis. The closest thing to that I've ever got was a £5 gift voucher from Pret when I made a joke about sitting in their restaurants not wearing anything. It didn't change my life. Well, it changed what I wear in Pret, but the money didn't help. That might do for podcast done, I'm afraid, because I've just accidentally thrown away the other stories. But they were rubbish, so we probably don't need to talk about them. So it's a shorter one today, but you know, you can crack on with your life now, can't you? Subscribe to wherever you found this podcast. Email me at Mr. Stephen Allen, and until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen, almost, daily.